Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. I'm going to call the meeting to order. And usually we have the meeting recorded. Unfortunately, we don't have that tonight. So what I ask is that as we go through the meeting, if you could just keep your conversations to yourselves or take them outside of the room. And then also when you address the board, you're addressing the board when we go to the public for comments. And we're trying to control the conversation so our recorder can hear what's going on, okay? So we're going to have to go forward that, and I appreciate your cooperation for that.
Chair, can you record on your cell phone, maybe?
Well, she's recording.
I'm recording the meeting. He means
I meant the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm recording the meeting.
Never mind.
We don't have the mics tonight.
Yeah. All right. So if you have not been to a town advisory board meeting before, I'm just going to go list through some notes on the agenda, and then I'll go through the public comments section. So for tonight's meeting, any items on the agenda may be taken out of order by the board. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove any item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. If you could, please turn off or mute all your cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. Within 48 hours advance, request a sign language interpreter. I don't think we need one tonight, but if we do, please raise your hand. Too late. Supporting material provided to the board council members for this meeting may be requested from Carmen. And if you have the agenda, her phone number is listed as well as her email. Any supporting material is or will be also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is or will be available at the county's website at, and it's listed there. I can't read it, it's faded out here. All right, so we'll move to the section of public comment where it's this time that any member of the public may address the board on any topic they wish, but we can't comment on that. Or they may speak on an item that's listed on the agenda if you need to leave the meeting early. Right. Any questions so far? If not, okay. Let's move to the approval of the minutes for April 29th, 2025. Is there
Chair,
a motion to approve?
On the minutes, yes. I didn't get them back to Carmen in time.
Okay.
And so we roll them over to our next agenda.
Okay. So that item is removed.
It was me, not Carmen.
Okay. Approval for the agenda of May 13th and hold. Oh, that's tonight. Oh, the agenda. Never mind. To hold or combine any items. So for tonight, items 5 and 6 are related to the same parcel, so we'll combine those. Well, we'll handle them at the same time, but vote separately on each item.
3 and 4.
I'm sorry?
Aren't 3 and 4 together?
3 and 4, let me make sure. You may be corrected, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Item 3 and 4 are the same, so we'll discuss those together, vote on them separately. So with that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as we discussed?
So moved.
Okay. Matt and John, move to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Mr. Shannon, any on the information
item? No, this is this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's move on to the items on the agenda. Item 1 Is there an applicant or representative for the applicant on item one? Please proceed while I read the agenda into the record. UC25-0296-LV Warehouse LLC is use permit to allow a recreational facility in conjunction with an existing warehouse facility on a portion of 12.35 acres in an industrial park zone within the airport environs, AE-60 overlay, generally located on the west side of Pioneer Way and the north side of Tico Avenue within Spring Valley. Name and who you're representing and...
Yes, good evening, Warren. My name is Jane Ramos. I'm representing Nevada Youth Sports. This facility is located at 6370 South Pioneer Way, Suite 112 to 113, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me. We are applying for a special use permit to... So Nevada Youth Sports has been operational over the last 27 years. We've supported over 400,000 families in the span of 27 years in the Valley. And every year we support about 15,000 families. This is recreational and developmental youth that it's multi-sport. And one thing that has always been lacking for us is a facility. We've never really had a place to hold a lot of our indoor sports. With this facility, it would only be a four-court sports facility. We will be providing different, different sports will be going in there, indoor sports, but still the goal is to continue, we will have to continuously use other facilities like we're doing right now with the recreational centers, different recreational centers, boys and girls clubs, private gyms, and everything. In the Valley that we can have access to. We use middle schools and high schools, but we are always at the mercy of their schedule. So with having our own sports facility, we will try to have as many sports that we can at this location. Because it is youth developmental, majority of the time will be towards the afternoon, after business hours when parents can get them to practices. And on Saturdays when NYS holds all of their games on Saturdays and clinics on Sundays. But a big piece of this sports entity is we are also launching the foundation piece of it, where we're trying to build more a comprehensive case management with the kids as well. And we've invited nonprofits to come in to with their services, their respective social services that they can provide to these families for bigger impact and just overall health of these athletes. It's not just the sports that we're working on with them, it's their overall health. We have a lot of different partnerships. We have different sports partners, community partners and corporate partners. But again, the foundation is there to provide equal access opportunities for the youth to participate in a variety of sports. We want to foster a positive environment to build well-rounded athletes, and we provide community resources to be better and more impactful physically, socially, and mentally. The mission of Nevada Youth Sports is committed to establishing an exceptional athletic platform that empowers youth to engage and have access to multiple sports. We strive to ensure that every young athlete can develop their skills and pursue their goals at their own pace and with a healthy mindset. Sorry. So right here in red is the two suites, 1112 and 1113. We face South Pioneer Way. We're basically in the northwest corner of this lot. And the ingress, egress to and from this location will all be on South Pioneer Way. I took a satellite picture of it as well. I think that one's easier. Is that okay? Okay, thank you. So again, this is South Pioneer Way. Families would be coming in and coming out this way. And these are the closest house, obviously we're very careful not to be disruptive, is about 200, 250 feet away from the actual facility. We are air conditioned, so we will not have our doors open. We will be able to contain noise. Our bay doors that are there, we are framing it to preserve the AC. So this is a very closed facility that there's retaining walls on these streets over here. So parking has been established based off of the site plans that we should, we have enough to not be disruptive to anybody around this area.
Excuse me. Let her finish her presentation, please.
Okay. So I don't know if you wanted me to do the parking analysis. Is
whatever. Okay. Apparently a board member would like.
Okay, yep. Thank you. So this lot is comprises of two buildings, building one and building two. We did a full analysis of the businesses inside each suite of both buildings. And from that, there's only 194 spaces that are required for building one and only 28 spaces for building two. Therefore, we just need a total of 224 spaces between both buildings. And there's 252 parking spaces available to this lot. Is that the right word? I'm sorry. The whole building, yes. So that is there. And then I was just going to go into what kind of rentals there are. We will, after these kids have the opportunity, the parents are going to be able to take their kids. The timing of it is about 3 o'clock all the way up until about 9 for these kids to practice and to play. And then again, on the weekends, it would be pretty much the whole day during the weekends, which checking in with all of the nature of the businesses, they're pretty much closed on the weekends. Thank you.
Okay. So at this time, this is your first time, what we're going to do, we have the presenter present. Then we'll ask the members of the public to address the board with any comments or questions. Then it'll come back to the board. The board will ask the applicant questions on your behalf. Okay? And then we'll bring it back to the board. Just so the red thing. So this time, I'm going to go ahead and go to the public. If you have a question, please stand. Please state your name and address for the record and address the board. And I believe you had a question.
My name is Betty Chen. I own one of the houses around there. I just, my question
turn to us. Turn to us.
I'm sorry. I don't know the record.
We're just trying to do an order. Yeah. Okay, we'll ask that question, but keep going. Is that the only question you have? All right, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none. So if you would address the question, is Pioneer through all the way through?
No, it does not. So I'm going to go back to the satellite view here. So right here, this is the facility. This is a dead end. So this is South Pioneer Way. This is a dead end. So we cannot, no vehicles can go north into any of the residential.
Is that 1172? The top of the complex?
The top of the complex. I'm sorry.
So this is Pioneer Way, right?
Yes.
Going to north? How about going north?
Yes, so that is going north. This
so is
north.
Is it through?
No, it's closed.
So that part can I come
Okay, I was born in that.
It's allowed, go ahead, but.
Mr. Chair, a point of order.
Point of order.
Point of order. Can I clarify for this lady, this is a use permit, not a design review? So the only thing that we're talking about is the use of an existing facility.
So basically, your question is not relevant to the use.
There is, this won't affect road construction, building construction, whatever. It's what goes into two of the suites.
So why don't you state your question? Why don't you state your question directly? What is it you're concerned with?
Because I was wondering whether the pine is all the way north-south through.
Okay, the answer is no.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, apologize for that. If there's no other comments from the members of the audience, we'll bring it back to the board. Any questions, comments from Matt?
Obviously, you talked about convenience as your first presentation. You're wanting to have your own facility for more control. In the long run, do you feel economically this is going to benefit you as opposed to, obviously, you pay money to lease out other facilities too. So do you feel in the long run you're benefited economically having your own facility and having more?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What we pay in fees outside it, of a facility for over the decades that we've been doing it has been exponential. But to bring that back to the program itself in this one facility, although we have to have partners, we would never fill the need. We still have to work with a lot. It just brings a lot of our costs down.
You have the money in reserves to do the
yes.
renovation. You'll
so,
bonds
so again,
or,
this is a use. This is for
okay.
use, okay? Go ahead and ask this question.
Yes, we do.
Any other questions?
No.
All right. Is there a motion?
I do want to.
No, we're over that. We're in next session. Is there any motion?
Why can't I ask questions?
Because we already went to the process. We had your opportunity. We're now
because
moving forward.
I'm thinking. You said it's
ma'am, you can
ma'am you're out of order.
Afterwards.
You can speak with Mike afterwards. You're out of order, ma'am. You're out of order, ma'am. Let's take a break. Yeah. All right. Okay, let's come back. Is there a motion? Ma'am, you're out of order.
I'll move to approve with staff conditions.
Thank you, John.
Okay, there's a motion. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. All right, let's move on to the next agenda item. Number two, is there an applicant or a presenter for item two? VS25-20282 to vacate and abandon. Okay, let's put that aside. Moving to items three and four, is there a presenter or an applicant for that? All right, let me read the two items into the record. VS-25-0305, Craigson S&J Family Trust et al. And Craigson Scott R. and Jill TRS. Vacate and abandon. Easements to interest Clark County located between RB Avenue and Warm Springs Road, between Buffalo Drive and Tenaya Way. A portion of right-of-way being RB Avenue located between Buffalo Drive and Tenaya Way. A portion of right-of-way being Tenaya Way located between RB Avenue and Warren Springs Road, and a portion of right-of-way being Monte Carlo Way located between RB Avenue and Warren Springs Road within Spring Valley. Item four, which is WS-25-0306, Craigson S&J Family Trust et al. And Craigson Scott R. and Jill TRS. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce and eliminate buffering and screening. Item two, increase retaining all wall height. Three, eliminate electric vehicle parking and reduce throat depths. Design review for warehouse and a distribution center of 6.47 acres in an industrial light zone, generally located on the west side of Tenaya Way and south side of RB Avenue within Spring Valley. Okay, all yours. Name and address.
Good evening, members of the board, Stephanie Gronauer, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant, Hopewell Development. Hopewell's a international, actually, industrial developer that does quite a bit of work in the western United States as well as in Canada. They're a Canadian company. We had this property rezoned back in October because it is master planned and contemplated for industrial. So we're here tonight with the actual proposed development for the industrial development, the design review, and a couple of waiver applications, as well as the vacation application, which is item number 3. This property is located, Arby is the street to the north of it. Tenaya is just to the east of it. It's about 6.5 acres, you can see here. As I mentioned, all of this area, for the most part, is planned industrial. All of the blue is industrially planned, and then the area to the south of it is planned for commercial in red. The zoning on the property, because it was just rezoned in October, doesn't show the current zoning, so I put the item number here. It is industrial light. It was rezoned in October, so it still shows as green, but it is actually already rezoned for industrial light. The project that's before you is a 2-building industrial development. Sorry, it's blurry. Can you guys? Sorry, it's not great. The larger building is about 90,000 square feet. Here you can see on the southern portion of the property, and then about 50,000 square foot here in the northeastern corner of the property. Before we submitted the application, we met with Public Works. That was our first thing we did, because I know they're real sticklers on the throat depths for projects like this. So they are supporting the waivers, mostly because we worked with them very closely before we submitted the application. We have 2 access points on Tenaya. This is the main access point that meets the throat depth requirement. You can see there's lots of area for trucks to access internally here to both of the properties. This is 40 feet in width. And then there's a secondary access point on the southern portion on Tenaya. That's where we do have a waiver of throat depth that they are recommending approval of, because we've basically eliminated any conflicts. There's no parking spaces there or anything that would conflict with traffic coming in on that southern access point. Additionally, they asked us to do a right turn lane on Tenaya so that there's plenty of time for trucks to decelerate as they go into that access point. So we've added that, and they are supporting that request. We also have a slight reduction on the access point on Arby, and they're supporting that request as well, because as you can see, we've got quite a bit of space there for trucks to access without any conflicts again with the parking. The planning waivers that are before you today, there's 4 of them. 2 of them, they are essentially supportive of. One is that we have an increase in wall height, retaining wall, by just 1 foot on this western property line. As you know, as you go west to east, of course, there's always a change in topography, and that's the case on this site as well. So there is just a little bit of retaining that's required on that western edge. Instead of the 3 feet that code allows, we have 4 feet, so that's one of the waivers. The second waiver that they're supporting is, again, that reduced throat depth. The 2 that they're not supporting is we're asking to waive the requirement for EV charging stations. There's a requirement that we have 8 EV charging stations. Reason is this is not the type of use that's gonna have a whole lot of public visiting the site. The Board of County Commission has approved this same waiver on other applications in this area, in Commissioner Naff's area. And I think it's for that very reason, that just with an industrial development, you're not gonna have a ton of people parking there and having a need for EV chargers. Also, there is a very significant EV charging station that I'm sure you're all aware of, just to the north of us. In fact, 1/2 mile from this site, our site's here, is the Arroyo Crossing Tesla supercharging station. So there's 40 chargers that are just 1/2 mile away. So if there were an employee or someone that works on this property that does want to charge during the day, there's super easy access to that just to the north of our property. The final waiver is that we're asking to reduce the required additional screening and wall between our property and the property to the south. The property to the south is planned and zoned for commercial, and they treat that as a less intense use than industrial, so the code requires us to have extra buffering and a wall between the properties. The reason that we've asked for that waiver is the property to the south, although it's commercial, it really is more of an industrial flex property or office flex property. There are office buildings in there, but it is, you know, more of an industrial use. It's not a retail commercial center. So when you think commercial, it's not like it's a normal commercial center. It's more of an industrial flex office. And this is that property line between their property here to the south and our property. They've obviously got some nice landscaping there. They don't have a wall. We'd like to add landscaping to it and not do a wall as well. It's similar to the project that's across the street. They're just across the street from us. There is, actually I'll show you on the aerial. Across the street from us, you can see there's a project that has no separation between the two buildings. It was all approved, these three buildings, as one project. This is commercial and this is industrial, but it all kind of blends together as one project. It would look and feel similar to that, and we think it would look nicer to just have that landscaping between the two properties as opposed to a wall separating the two properties. So the proposal right now, as you can see here on our landscape plan, is just to have 5.5 feet of landscaping. We'd be happy to add at least a row of trees there, and staff suggests that in their staff report. So if the board is willing to add that condition, we'd be happy to add a row of trees here. You can see the rest of the site is really significantly landscaped. We have 73 trees where 45 are required. So we're really over landscaped, and we have a lot of shade throughout the property. Happy to do that along this southern property line, but we'd like to not have the wall separating the property. So that's that final waiver request that's before you tonight. This is a rendering of the building. So you can see it's a nice looking building with lots of articulation and changes in materials and color schemes. These are the elevations. The highest point is 42 feet. And these are, again, some renderings you can see with more of that open appearance as opposed to the walled-off industrial developments that sometimes you see. This is just more in line with what's around it and compatible with what's around it. The vacation exhibit, which is item number 3, is for patent easements, detached sidewalk on Arby and Tenea, and then also a right-of-way on Monte Cristo. We're asking to vacate that right-of-way. Again, we worked with Public Works on that vacation, and they support that request. So we do ask for your approval tonight. I know staff has some concerns with those two waivers, the EV charging and that additional buffering on that south property line. If this board's inclined to add a requirement that we add trees on the southern property line, I think that would actually improve our application, and the applicant's willing to do that. And hopefully you all could support our application. With that said, I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. Before I turn it over to the public comment, I just want to point out that staff did or not recommending approval of items 1, 2, and 3 and the design review. So with that, is there any member of the public that would like to make any comments on this particular project or the presentation? Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. For questions or comments.
I'll jump in.
All right, John.
I can't help but smile when you can suggest that people are going to be happy walking a half mile in 110 degree heat to get to their parked car that's electric. And we still have provisions in the state that mandates that a significant portion of the vehicles sold in the state become electric over the next several years. And as the staff has pointed out, once that right is given, whether you move in or somebody else moves in, that right stays. And so therefore, it doesn't seem to me reasonable to eliminate the electric vehicle charging facilities as you're suggesting. Can you help me understand why you think it does make sense?
So the developer doesn't believe there's a lot of public that's going to be coming to the property. So employees you're right, may want to charge.
But what if this person, what if this applicant decides to stop doing business there and some other business is done there that does involve customers visiting, et cetera? They're going to not have electric parking.
You're right. I mean, I can't guarantee that this developer forever is going to operate there.
Right.
I can tell you they rezoned the property back in October and have every intention of building, developing, and operating there with this, you know, ultimate use. But certainly, there's no guarantee. Users can change. It could be a different operator at some point. So if this board wants to direct me otherwise, I'm happy to take that back to them on the
Okay, agenda. Thank you. And other question. According to the staff reports, their objections to the waivers could all be eliminated if you built a building that met the code and didn't have to have the waivers. This is self-imposed. So why is it they don't want to do that? Why do they feel that they shouldn't follow the basic standards of Title 30?
So the two that staff really has concerns with is the EV charging, which you just hit on, and the second one is this waiver along the south property line. The other two waivers, Public Works is fine with, and the retaining wall, the staff report says, we're fine with, we're recommending denial just because of the other waivers. So that's why I hit mostly on the waiver on the south property line. The expectation is that we add additional buffering because it's a lesser intense use to the south of us because it's planned and zoned commercial. I would argue we're not lesser intense. We're actually pretty compatible in use. They have very similar buildings to what we're proposing, and I think it actually looks nicer to have that open appearance as opposed to a wall separating the property. I do think it's a weakness we don't have trees on the application, and that's why I offered that at the very front end. Staff says at a minimum you can fit a row of trees and a wall there. We're happy to do the row of trees. We'd like to not do the wall. But overall, the site is actually over-designed from a landscaping perspective. We've done far more trees than are required. In fact, 73 where 45 are required. We've met the sustainability requirements. We exceed the sustainability requirements. We exceed the parking requirements. So much of the site actually exceeds the code requirements, but those waivers, I think, are justifiable with maybe some additional trees on that southern property.
They say it twice, but to quote them from the staff report, it appears this issue can be rectified by a reduction in the size of the building. Why won't your applicant reduce the size of the building to be compatible?
So that's, they're referencing this area down here that I was just talking about.
They say the same thing about 1 and 3, I believe. But go ahead. Thanks.
So one is this southern buffer.
Right.
And they say we could basically shorten that building and add that buffer. So that's what I've hit on. Three is elimination of the EV charging. So I've talked to you about that. So our argument on this southern boundary is you're going to have a big wall building there. I don't think it looks great to have a wall building and then another wall. So we have, you know, a reduced landscape area. We will add trees if you all would like us to, but we'd like to not have that wall.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions or comments? So my basic question is just follow up on Mr. Getter's questions and comments. By the way, you're representing your applicant very, very well, but his comments or her comments are just that, just comments and opinions. So regardless with the electrical vehicle, the argument's still the same. I would uphold what staff is saying, is that it's a requirement. Whether the developer believes it's going to use or not, I'd be more interested if he has data to show that, then I'd be willing to consider his or her position. Right now, they don't. The other thing is the thing about the landscaping, it's all objective, or subjective, I'm sorry, it's all subjective. So while your applicant or developer might think it's not necessary, I think it is necessary, unless you have written data that proves otherwise. So those are just comments, but I'm just saying you're representing your client well. Any other comments, questions? Okay, is there a motion?
If I could, can I reply one thing?
Sure.
We have plenty of parking spaces, so we have 122 where 108 are required. So if you're all inclined, you know, to deny that one waiver, I'm happy to take it back and figure out if we can make that work as opposed to denying the entire project, because I do think the project is a good project. On this southern boundary, which is waiver number one, again, it sounds like you have concerns with that waiver. I don't know if there's some of it that we could keep or portions of it, or if you're going to deny that entire waiver. But again, I would hope that you wouldn't deny the entire project if it's just that one waiver that you have concerns with. The other two waivers, as I mentioned, staff's okay with, and they see that in their report.
If I could, though, I think, at least for my part, that my concern is the size of the building. That was the staff concern, too, as stated.
Yeah.
So their size requirement is just simply because they want 15 feet of a buffer. Yeah. It's not that it's oversized or over the lot.
But the solution
coverage
is a smaller building,
okay,
according to what they said.
And
thank you.
And this board has adopted, it could change with if this board is different, but we've adopted that we will review what's before us. So if your client would like to follow through on his or her comments, which you just made, then they have that opportunity at the next review at the either the Planning Commission or the Board.
Okay.
Board Commission. So is there a motion?
On which item, please?
On item three.
Item three, I would move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay. If there's no further discussions, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Item four, is there a motion?
I would move to deny it for staff recommendations.
Okay.
Given we can't approve all of it, I think we should not approve any of it until they straighten it out.
Okay, is there a question or comments? If not, all those in favor?
I'll call a question.
Okay, question.
So we're voting the motions to deny everything, right?
Item four, yes. Deny in its entirety.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No further questions, comments. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Motion is denied.
Thank you. Thank you for, motion to deny. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Items five and six. Let me read this into the record. Item five is WC-25-40049. ZC-0576-99, Fort Apache Dominus LLC, waiver of conditions of a zone change restricting the maximum density to 15.02 dwelling units per acre in conjunction with an existing multifamily residential development and a daycare on 16.9 acres in an RM18 zone, generally located on north side of Tropicana and the east side of TP Lane within Spring Valley. Item six is ZC-25-0289, Fort Apache Dominus LLC zone change to reclassify a portion of 16.3 acres from an RS3.3 zone change to residential single family zone change to an RM18 residential multifamily 18 zone, generally located on the east side of TP Lane between Tropicana Avenue and Tompkins Avenue within Spring Valley. Floor is yours, sir.
Good evening. My name is Ralph Murphy. I'm Senior Vice President of Real Estate Development for Nevada Ham. We're the largest developer and operator of affordable housing in Nevada. We're here today to talk to you about a property we developed about 20 years ago. North side of Tropicana and adjacent to TV Lane. So this being Tropicana is to the right, the north is to the left. That makes sense to everyone. Again, this is a family apartment project we developed roughly 20 years ago. At the time when we developed it, we were asked to also include a preschool daycare center facility on the property, which we did over the years. Many of the kids who lived here attended that preschool, and a lot of the instructors. instructors for residents at the property as well. But when we developed it, it was all done on one parcel. We're getting to the point now where it's time to refinance this project, and we're planning a major rehabilitation of this project to start in about a year. When that happens, we have to vacate one building at a time and go in and renovate the interior and bring the buildings back up to snuff. To facilitate that refinancing, it's somewhat essential for us to essentially subdivide this parcel. So what we're proposing is to carve out on a small separate parcel the digital preschool, so that the main parcel just includes the apartment project. That'll make our financing of this project much simpler and more straightforward. This parcel map will be processed, I think, in the coming months. But as part of this activity, staff has recommended bringing the zoning up to current zoning designations, because again, this is 20 years old. So essentially what we're here today is to address the staff recommendation to rezone this to RM18, which is item 5, and then also item 6, a related item essentially is a cleanup issue, because there's a portion of this property that was never properly, so it's still zoned single family that should never have been. So this is really kind of a cleanup action. So I'm happy to address any questions.
All right, thank you very much. I'll turn it back to the public if there's any questions or comments. Please stand and name and rank and seller and address the board,
Matt,
please.
Matt Callahan, I live at 9685 Midnight Sun, which is directly across the street from this complex in Aurora Glen Condominiums. Over the year, I've had my condo for 16 years, although I only live in it full-time for the last three due to retirement. Familiar with a lot of zoning issues. I'm the former city engineer of the city of Royal Oak, Michigan. Worked in the community development department. Over the years, we've noticed that along TP Avenue that the property has gone from kind of landscaped to barely landscaped. A lot of the plantings have died and not been replaced. And that's the main entrance to our complex. Our complex across the street from there looks very well landscaped. We spend a lot of money on our landscaping. I'm on the condominium board. And the board would like to ask that the developer, I'm not quite sure what the original PUD said for how much landscaping was allowed or required to be along TP Avenue, but we'd like to see that landscaping restored to back to what it was or what was originally required or even enhanced, if they could possibly do that as part of this, bringing it up to the current zoning requirements. Additionally, I'm not quite sure what zoning requirements are required for perimeter walls around this type of complex. All the new apartments up and down Tropicana just west of us have 6 foot or higher walls. This complex has about a 4.5 to 5 foot high wall and one gate in the center of the, a third of the way off of Tropicana Avenue, and it's locked most of the time. So we see a lot of people climbing over the walls at different locations along here, and it'd be nice to know that they could prevent that somehow, or at least figure out a way to get their residents in and out of the complex without having to climb the wall. Our walls around our complex are 6 feet or higher, and those are my concerns.
Okay, thank you, sir. Any other questions or comments? All right, bringing this back. So you heard this gentleman's comments. Would appreciate if you and he get together maybe after the presentation to discuss things moving forward.
Okay.
But is it your anticipation in this rezoning to do any property improvements?
Not as part of this application, but we will be applying for permits to renovate all the buildings, and that will include re-landscaping a big portion of the property. The gentleman's concern relates to this whole length of teepee and around the corner. There's a lot of locations here, the wall is right up against the sidewalk.
No.
In some locations, but in our case, it's set back 10 feet, and you're right, we've allowed that landscaping to come. kind of die out, kind of basically dirt, and every time I go get an In-N-Out burger, I look at that and go, man, we gotta fix that, so that'll be part of our plan.
Yeah, so if you wouldn't mind just getting together with this gentleman after the meeting, and maybe you guys can work something out in the long term. But I do drive by there a lot.
With a current temperature of 72 degrees.
All right. But I do drive by a lot, because I go to that place that you just mentioned. Any other comments or questions regarding the presentation or the rezoning? Okay, bringing it back to the board, are there any comments or questions? Carol?
If you're going to be revamping these buildings, you're going to be moving all the families out, and where will they go?
So we typically have some vacancy at the property as people come and go, so essentially what we'll be doing is vacating one building at a time. Typically, most of them will just move to another unit in the property as we renovate the building. So there isn't going to be a huge need to relocate people off. So we do have a lot of other properties in town, so if we have to do that, we can accommodate them.
And okay, even if they're moving just one building over, who's going to pay for those utilities to be moved? You know, their cable, their water, they're paying for that.
That's all part of our relocation process. We pay for that. It's built into the budget for the renovation. It's almost harder to renovate these types of projects than to build from scratch. A lot of complications with it, but we cover that. We pay for the move, we pay to pack up their furniture and move it, all the things related to that. Again, that's not really part of what we're here to pay for.
Anything else, Carol?
No, thank you.
Matt? John?
Will there be any increase in the number of units? The zoning will allow the density to enhance or to increase.
No change.
So no change.
Okay.
And the other question then is, so that means that the current recreation facilities, et cetera, are all going to be there. They're just going to be rehabbed.
Correct.
Does that include the separate daycare area and so on?
No, there won't be any. That's a separate facility. It's actually leased to KinderCare on a long-term lease. So that's not part of our plan for renovation.
Do the people living, though, in your facility have access to that?
Yeah.
Okay. And they will in the future? Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, they have for 20-some years.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
Okay. If there's no further questions or comments, is there a motion for item 5?
To approve with staff recommendations.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Could you be a little bit more specific? Yeah. He's moving to approve staff recommendations.
Oh, okay.
On item 5.
Yeah, on item 5.
Staff recommendations.
Incorporating staff comments?
Yes.
Okay.
It's either one or the other, staff comments, staff recommendations. Which one is it? Approve with staff comments or approve with staff recommendations?
It says staff recommendations.
Staff recommendations?
So staff recommendations.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Just trying to adhere to Mr. Getter's guidance. Okay, the motion's on the floor. If there's no further questions or comments, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Is there a motion for item 6?
I move to approve item 6 with staff recommendations.
Okay, motion is on the floor. Any questions or comments? If not, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. And
thank you,
please get together with this gentleman here. All right. That concludes the items. Let's move on to general business.
Item number two.
Oh, item 2. Is anybody here for item 2?
Is there an applicant here for item number 2?
You're just questioning, but you're not present, right? So what's the board's pleasure for item 2? To vacate and abandon.
It's a vacate and abandon. It's
yep.
Straightforward.
The applicant or the presenter is not here. Did you want to proceed?
When is this due before the commission?
Mike, when is it?
June 3rd.
June 3rd? Okay.
Before before our next meeting or after our next meeting?
After.
Okay. We could hold it till the next meeting.
Okay.
We could ask these people to give us their comments.
Yeah, why don't we do that since you're here?
Yep, they're also welcome.
For item two, the applicant is not here, so we're not going to make any action item, but if you're here, you're more than welcome to share your comments or concerns with the vacated and abandoned. This will probably be picked up with the next meeting. Sir, stand.
Hi, I'm Tony Grant at 5891 West Patrick Lane, which is just to the west of this property. I'd like to know what this means. I don't know what this means.
What a vacated and abandoned means? So I'm poor at that, so I would turn it over to our planning person. To what is a vacate and abandon?
I know what that means. I just don't know where it's happening because the
information
that we gave said it was a Patrick Lane, so it must be some kind of a easement along Patrick Lane.
You might want to read the description.
Right? Yeah, vacated and abandoned. All it says located between Red Rock Street and West Wind Road within Spring Valley. Background. Vacated, public works.
What is the width of the right of way they want to abandon?
That's what we want to know.
In feet.
That's what we want to know. Let's see. What is the applicant?
Probably 5 feet for the detached sidewalk. It's 5 feet.
Yeah, it says in the write up this is for detached.
They're going to put detached sidewalk.
Okay.
Detached for what?
The street.
The street. So basically, the street, the curb, some green space, a sidewalk.
Do we have any information about what he wants to do with this property?
That's what we're here
to
wait.
That's not involved in this.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah.
Is that something that could be? Say he was here, and
I don't know. I don't think any of us know.
No, I'm saying if the applicant was here or represented another, would we be able to ask what he's doing with this property?
Well, the item is only about vacating the. Yeah.
So you might want to go ahead and call the planning department and find out what's going on.
Okay.
Because we would just be hearing the vacated and abandoned item.
Or as you said earlier, just get together with the family or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Apologize
just
for that.
Just so you know, sir, and all of you, that in cases of this would be considered a routine vacate and abandon.
Yes.
And that the county has no interest. Public Works has looked at it. But help me out. A couple other departments look at it. They say we don't need this easement. Easements were put on all the parcels when they were first laid out decades ago.
Yeah.
And so that's what's being done away with now.
It's not shown on this that I've received in the mail, but you're saying that staff recommends this approval of it?
Yes. The vacate and abandon.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, it's a vacate and abandon. That's how they do it.
Yeah, I just didn't know if staff.
We're not aware of what the land use might be.
I hope that clarifies. I know it's inadequate, but that's the best we can do.
I understand. No,
so we're going to.
Are we holding
well,
it to the
one more.
Motion?
Yeah, we want to hear one more comment.
Go ahead. I have one last question.
Go ahead.
Does this mean that they're required to put in this sidewalk?
Yes, they're going to build a detailed sidewalk. That's what code requires. So it's safer for pedestrians to walk on the sidewalk. So. Between where the vehicles are going to be driving,
sure.
There is going to be landscaping, then will be the sidewalk and then landscaping.
Is the sidewalk able to be put in by the applicant if there was no vacate and abandonment?
It will be an attached sidewalk, which is sidewalk immediately up against the street.
I would recommend that you.
That?
Yeah, I would recommend that you take it out.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
They're making it more safe.
You're asking a lot of speculative questions that we don't have enough to give you. The
and
appropriate
I'll talk
answer.
To them. I can talk to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this board is not the source of that. Staff would be, so that's what I would direct you to. Go to staff.
Thank you.
Sir?
Yeah. My name is Tom Shelton. That's my wife, Ellen Margaret, 5920 West Patrick, right across the street. And so my comment is, this is for those of us that don't understand the word craft here, extremely vague, and we appreciate some clarity being brought to it and look forward to more.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any others? Okay, so having hearing from members of the public, what is the desire of the board?
Mr. Chair, my suggestion would be that given that this is in RNP usage and so on, that we might want to go ahead and hold this till our next meeting.
Right.
We've heard the comments or questions from these folks. They can certainly come back, and I hope you would, and speak your minds, because of your legitimate questions, but we could hold this till our next meeting, I think.
All right. If there's no objections, let's adopt Mr. Getter's...
We'll call that a motion.
Okay, that's Mr. Getter's motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Just for clarification, that hearing date here at this same location will be for May 27, 2025, at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
May 27?
Yes.
May 27.
Here, 6 p.m.
Look on the website. Subject to change. All right, and so I will not be here on May 27th. Okay, what am I missing? Public?
I have none.
Okay, no, general business, public hearing, any other comments? Okay, seeing none. Next meeting, May 27th. Let's move to...
A public hearing, is that maybe what we can ask about something else?
Sure.
Public comment, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is that now, or...
It's now.
You might comment, but you can't, they're not going to respond to the question.
I'm just looking for information. Michael Meadows, I live at 2913, off Court. What is the, I don't know, is it standards and rules in neighborhoods for businesses conducting neighborhoods?
Okay, so you're asking a question that we can't address during public comment, but...
Sir, I didn't hear your question for the record.
My question is, what is the code violations or standards for businesses run in neighborhoods?
Gotcha.
New codes?
I would talk to Mike after.
Talk to Mike, yeah.
Guy with glasses?
Because it depends, yeah, it depends on the zoning in that particular neighborhood.
And then, oh, I can't comment. Let me adjourn. Meeting is adjourned. So are you familiar with Clickit?
Randy, we got to say a time, 6:57.
Called it.